You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
And our final chat with a Marston Fund grant recipient for 2022 is with Julia Debress from Massey University. Her research is on how familial networks can support and enhance the well-being of transgender rangatahi in Aotearoa. I started asking about any insights on how much this research is needed right now and what it might mean to the community that it is being done.
We're so excited that we got this funding because it really is quite meaningful just at the level of understanding that people are seeing how important this work is for our community. The project that we are going to be working on is has been developed very closely with different members of the community, and we are all very aware of the need for greater research and evidence of what positive family support can do for trans young people in Aotearoa. So it's just really exciting to see that. That has been recognised by funding agencies as a priority. We've been very aware of it ourselves and our work and personal experiences with young people over time.
And could you give a quick overview of how it will work, what the design might be? Is it quantitative or qualitative?
Yeah, it's qualitative. So my background is as a discourse analyst, which involves in my previous work looking at how language is used to reproduce and challenge social inequalities. So it's very much focused on language and how people construct their experiences. So it is qualitative. And I think that this is really complementary and important in relation to previous work that's been done in New Zealand in this area. So the kind of biggest piece of research in New Zealand today on the experiences of trans people is the Counting Ourselves survey, which is currently having its second iteration at the moment. And that asks large numbers of trans people over the age of 14 in Aotearoa about their experiences of discrimination and challenges that they face and their well-being and what's good in their life and so on at sort of survey level. So we get a lot of really important quantitative data on people's experiences that can feed into policy development and so on, but it doesn't really allow people to go into depth about those particular topics where we really need more information. So that's kind of the backdrop, and then I think that survey opens up a whole range of other areas that we can look into in more detail quantitatively. So that survey, for instance, did ask trans people about what their experiences were of how their family might support them, things like helping them with funding for their medical transition or helping them with getting their new ID documents, using the right pronouns, all those kind of things. But what we really want to look into is what that experience is like for individuals within families. So, and on the practical level, what does it mean to say that someone's using your pronouns correctly, or so on? How does that feel, and how does it work over time? So that's where we're trying to contribute in part with this project.
Amazing. And what stage of the study are you in currently? I mean, obviously you've just received funding, so it might be a bit of a confronting question. But are you designing it right now, or are you recruiting?
We have actually done a bit of work already because we did a pilot project first with parents of trans kids. I'm a parent of a trans child myself, so when I started thinking about doing this work, I was kind of wanting to work with my in-group of other parents to talk to them about their experiences of supporting their kids. And so what we've done with that, which is similar to the method we're going to use for this study, is that we interviewed parents, supportive parents across the country, and asked them to draw their experience of parenting a trans child. So this is a method I like to use, getting people to kind of tell their own story via drawing a picture of what it's like for them. And then we talk to them about that in an interview. So we have this kind of picture from the parents' perspective of what their experience is like, and that's given us lots of really good insights into the struggles and the joys that parents encounter. But then what really leapt out of that, was we need to hear about what it feels like from the perspective of young people themselves. Which is what we'll be focusing on the new project. So the idea is that we ask them about their experiences of family support, and then we ask them, who are the people that supported you the most and across your journey? And then we interview those people as well. And everyone's going to be drawing pictures, and it's going to be very multimodal in that way, different kinds of visual and verbal descriptions of what it feels like and what it looks like to successfully support a trans young person.
Amazing.
And as part of that project, we're also, it's going to be the actual data collection, so the interviews and analysis is going to be done by a team of young trans culturally diverse researchers. So three master's students who are going to be focusing on young people of different cultural groups, Pacific and Asian, Pākehā and Māori, And that's because the research to date in this area has been just super, super white, very much focused on middle-class white parents. And we really want to diversify the picture to see what how family support differs, not only by types of family members, but also culturally, because one of the things we know is that extended family is really important for members of Pacific and Māori communities in particular.
You obviously can't see, but I'm nodding my head vigorously. That's such a fantastic effort. I suppose, how do you hope this research might be integrated into Aotearoa's discourse around providing services and support for transgender rangatahi?
That's a big question, isn't it? But yeah, we're totally focused on that. So we really want this to be have big public impact. And part of what we're going to do is create an illustrated resource based on all the drawings that we and the quotes we get from our participants to directly, give examples and suggestions for people of different, what grandpas can do, what siblings can do. A lot of trans people say they're very supported by their pets. So, what does it mean to have a dog that supports you when you're going through a tough time and your gender transition and so on? So really getting kind of the voices of people who've been said to do this well by young people themselves, giving tips to others about how they might go about supporting a trans child. And we'll be working with the community groups involved in the project to make sure that their messaging gets out to all the people who need to know about it, and government and health services and so on as well.
That was me speaking to Julia Debris about her Marsden Fund grant for researching how familial networks can support and enhance the well-being of transgender rangatahi.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.